We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Howard, we got a lot of ground to cover. I'm going to just start with this, okay? You asked that question of Matt Klentak. I just played
good
it.
Good question.
That was a good question, Howard, and an awful answer. What do you think was going on there, Howard? Was he not ready for that question?
Well, he has no answer.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what did he think. I mean, to me, it was an obvious question.
Yes.
And then there was a question I asked later where something he said about connecting with the team. There was another way that he said it, and I asked him, what is it that he did not do to connect and to don't put words in my mouth.
Yeah.
So it was foolish. The answer was ridiculous. Of course, he says I ask ridiculous questions anyway.
No, but you don't. You actually ask the best questions, Howard, by far.
But here's the bottom line. Here's the whole thing. He did not want – they want their own guy. He and Andy McPhail want their own guy. And if Pete McKinnon had come back – first of all, they progressed a little quicker than they thought. I think the Phillies would progress. That's why they gave Pete the contract. They figured he'd go in the next year, and then they'd get rid of him and then get their own guy.
Okay.
Now they don't want Pete to go in the next year because the team might really actually look better, and they should, and then it would be hard to fire him. So they wanted to get rid of him before the team actually was going to get better so they could get their own guy.
Well, that's a dumb way of thinking, isn't it? Isn't that dumb? The guy was 37 and 38 once they gave him some players to manage.
There's no question.
Right?
There's no question that Pete got screwed. There's no question that Pete McKinnon got screwed because they went there all along when they came in, they knew they were going to have their own manager all along. Then they started winning, and they didn't want Pete McKinnon to win too much before they got their new guy because then they would have a hard time getting rid of him and justifying it. They can't justify it now.
Hey, Howard, but, I need your help because you are the best interviewer in this town by far. It's not even – you know why? I'm going to tell you why. Because you got two things hanging down below that a lot of the people of this city don't have, Howard. That's a simpler way to put it, all right? And,
okay.
And Rhea put her hand up. She's one of them, too. But here's the thing I want you to do, Howard. Howard, I want to know what evaluation they're doing of Matt Klentak so far, since his two first-round draft picks have not panned out so far. Still lots of time, but they haven't done anything of note so far. Almost all of his free agent signings were bad. That's one of the reasons they dragged Pete's record down this year. How are they evaluating Matt Klentak right now? I would like to know. And by the way, his communication skills are awful also.
Well, I think he's too smart for his own good, and he
really
tries to double-talk everybody.
Yeah.
And thinking that it's going to get by because he's, a Dartmouth guy? So he's smarter than everybody in the room.
Yeah.
And he believes that. And I understand that. Hey, listen, Andy McPhail got his guy. That was Matt Klentak. Andy McPhail and Matt Klentak are going to get their guy. So when you say he evaluated, in baseball, it's over time. Now, over time, the real evaluator is John Middleton. Over time, if they don't really move forward in the next two years, because they'll sign not big-time free agents this year, but after next year, if they don't move forward in the next 2 to 3 years, then Matt Klentak won't be here. But we're going to have to wait that long. Baseball is not a short
I know,
process.
But Howard, when you get the first pick of the draft, right, the first pick, in that person's second year, he should not be hitting 238. That's Mickey Moniak. You got the pick of every college kid or high school kid in a year, and you pick the guy whoever hits 238 when they're the number one pick in the draft. That was his biggest moment, and he blew it.
And you're picking an outfielder who doesn't have power.
Yes.
I don't understand that. And you're playing in a ballpark that begs for people to have power. So I don't understand that either.
You are a representative of the people. You're a hero in this town. Now, I'm going to yell at him in a minute or two, but I got to get to the Eagles game because you were there on the sideline. Howard, you've been on the sideline a long time in your career. Do you ever on a road game where there were that many Eagle fans?
It was crazy. I mean, the noise and the way that it's a small stadium, but when you just listen to the noise was as good as a bigger stadium. They have the roof over top of the sideline seats, and I think that keeps the noise in. But the Chargers don't have any fans to keep noise in. they have Eagles fans there. It was as loud as most games. I'm not going to say all games.
Okay.
As most games, as the noise behind the that I'm on the Eagles side of the field, behind them for this game, it was as loud as many games that at Lincoln Financial Field. It was crazy. I could see before the game.
Yeah.
Your reaction when you hear a cheer is, oh, the home team must have done something, because it's subconscious because you know you're away. But it was the noise for the Eagles doing something. There was a really funny moment when the Eagles were inside the 5-yard line trying to score that touchdown, which Smallwood eventually scored. The Charger players are waving their arms to ask the people in the end zone to create noise. And the people in that end zone, we're all Eagles fans. So the Eagles fans, when a couple of guys did that, they flipped them a finger. They said, what are you doing? We're not going to get noise from us.
Yeah, we played that report you gave, Howard. We had that yesterday. Here's the other thing. How close were you to that blunt run, the 68-yard run? That was one of my favorite runs of all time, Howard.
Well,
did you get
I'm
to
on that
see
sideline.
All those? You did see the stiff arms, all that stuff going on?
You know, there was a great stat. ESPN Stats put it out. After contact, LeGarrette Blount gained 109 yards after contact, which is the most in the league this year, and I think it's the most in the NFL in 5 years. 109 after contact. So
wow.
It tells you, it's almost like LeGarrette Blount wants contact, and that's when he really gets pumped up and juiced up and just starts running over people. Yeah, it was amazing. You know, you figure, okay, he's got behind, he's broken the first line of defense, he's going to get 20 yards, and then he just starts plowing over people and running around people and stiff-arm people. It was an amazing run. There's no question. I think that was the longest run of his career as well.
Here's the other one, Howard.
Second longest, right.
You can answer this better than anybody because you're right there with the players. The defense has not been good at the end of games. In fact, thank God the Eagles burned the last 6:44. I didn't want the defense back on the field. Are they sucking wind there, Howard? What's going on at the end of games?
No, I that's one of the things that I was looking for, and I didn't see them sucking wind. They were on the field for 53 plays.
Yeah.
The offense was on the field for 74 plays.
Yeah, 21 minutes.
No, I was looking to see if they were sucking wind. You know, it was tired. It is harder for an offensive lineman to run block in terms of exhaustion than it is to pass block. At the end of the game, a couple of the guys told me the offensive linemen were really exhausted after the game because it is more difficult to run block. Difficult in terms of your stamina, and you know how you're going to last. You got to last the whole game run blocking, and they obviously were run blocking a lot. But I didn't see the defense gassed at all. When I say gassed, not anything out of the norm. And it was hot, but it was not overly hot.
This ends, Al, the cordial portion
of
this conversation.
Okay, now here we go. Let's turn the page.
Howard, I was informed that you would like to take up the cause of the Eagles after they banished the Latin broadcast team from their box so they could make room for Joe Douglas, the assistant GM, to have his own box. I would like to hear the rationale for screwing over a block of ethnic fans who love the Eagles.
Okay. First of all, this whole narrative is ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It wouldn't be if that were you in the box, you hypocrite.
Well, wait a minute. They worked with Ricky Ricardo for months to find a new location. That's number one.
It was actually Ricky's boss. It was not Ricky.
Whoever it was, they worked with
Kulik,
that
Bill Kulik.
Okay. Well, Ricky was consulted. Where do you want to go? All right. So they've worked with him. Joe Douglas was sitting in the press box because there was no room for him anywhere else. So what other executive sits in the press box because he can't talk to his people when he wants to talk to them on the phone. He's got to listen to all the chatter that goes on in that press box, and there's not as much noise as there used to be, but there's a lot of noise. But here's the other thing, and again, I think there's too much made out of this. The Latin broadcast pays absolutely 0 cents to zero pennies, no money.
So you screw
the rights to broadcast those games. Now, you know, everybody around the NFL, all the stations that have broadcasts, including WIP, pay millions of dollars.
I understand.
For the right to broadcast that.
Right.
You know, so that location was chosen by the Latin. Ricky had a
party. So the Eagles want to get some money from the Latin people? Is that it?
No. That's not what I'm saying.
Well, that's what you're saying. You're putting money on it. So in other words, because they don't pay a rights fee, they ship them into the end zone in an obstructed view with no monitors?
Wait a minute. It's so ridiculous to complain about that.
It's ridiculous to have the side you have on this. They got a $68,000 stadium partially funded by public money. They owe it to the Latin people to give their broadcasters a place to look at the game from.
Angelo,
the only absurdity is you.
It's so ridiculous.
You're a joke, Eskin. You're a pathetic loser joke.
And ask Doug Peterson the questions you bring up when he's not on the air, okay?
I ask all the questions, you jackass.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You're a fraud. I'm starting to see Klentak's point. Howard, give him hell today. Here, give him hell today. Get out of here.
I wasn't like.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.